is in the name of the Lord. Things eternal. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning, a confessional reading concerning the altar of confession. The chief articles of faith, Article 23, of the marriage of the priest. Seeing also that the world is aging, man's nature is gradually growing weaker, it is well to guard that no more vice steal into Germany. Furthermore, God ordained marriage to be a help against human infirmity. The canons themselves say that the old rigor ought now and then, in the later times, to be relaxed because of the weakness of men, which it is to be wished were done also in this matter. And it is to be expected that the churches shall at some time lack pastors in marriages any longer forbidden. So far the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, Exodus chapter 20. And God spake all these things, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, thy maidservant, thy cattle, the stranger that is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. And then he rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God has given you. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. So far the Old Testament. This morning's epistle, Romans chapter 6. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Wherefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, and that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall live also with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dies no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he lives unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed into sin, but alive unto God bless you.
The only begotten Son of God,
theme this morning is true righteousness, and it's based upon the gospel. And I'd like to read one verse from that gospel, and that is verse 20. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no way enter into the kingdom of heaven. So far. Please be seated. The Holy Christian Church, that is, all true believers in the crucified, risen, and ascended Christ, who through trusting faith believe in the atonement, the merits of Christ, has received forgiveness of sins and guaranteed eternal life. Mistaken ideas concerning these facts can be dangerous, damning, for one's eternal future is at stake. The words of this morning's gospel are a warning about being religious but not eternally saved. For I say unto you, says Jesus, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall not in any way enter into the kingdom of heaven. Righteousness is another name for blamelessness or holiness. Jesus was speaking to a group of his disciples and was clearly pointing out that there's only one righteousness or holiness that counts, and nothing else is important. They would not enter the kingdom of heaven unless their righteousness exceeded that of the scribes and the Pharisees. The scribes, as we know, were men who made copies of the scriptures. They interpreted the law for the people, and they were the authorities on historical and doctrinal matters. They insisted on a strict obedience to the law, and they were outwardly a high moral group of religious leaders. The Pharisees were also religious. They believed that God's grace and heaven is itself comes only to those who keep God's law. They too were pillars of morality. They prided themselves on their actions for eternal security. They despised those who were pious. They hated Jesus Christ because he ate with common sinners. They even stated this publicly. They said, this man Jesus receives sinners and he eats with them. Well, of these scribes and Pharisees, Jesus said, unless your righteousness surpasses them, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. What was wrong with their righteousness? Well, it was a phony. Jesus looked into their hearts, and he called them hypocrites. What did the scribes and the Pharisees lack? Well, the words of Jesus gives us a clue. Although Jesus uses 5 to 5 examples in Matthew chapter 5, in this morning's gospel, he deals with but one. Jesus quotes the first commandment, thou shalt not kill. And yes, the scribes and the Pharisees taught that murder was a sin, but Jesus reminded his disciples that God's protection of human life extends not only to the physical life, but over the whole entire life of the individual. Life can be threatened by another one's anger. So Jesus said, but I tell you, that anyone who is angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment. Why? Because whoever hates his brother is a murderer. And no murderer has entered eternal life or has eternal life abiding in him or her. God looks at the heart. Evil thoughts, desires, words are sins already, and the soul that sins dies. Therefore, If you are offering your gift at the altar and there you remember your brother has something against you, leave your gift at the altar and first go to him and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift. More important than the performance of the religious rituals is being at peace with each other and having a forgiving spirit. The fact that Jesus urges us to make friends quickly with our accuser indicates that every day should be considered as the possibility of our last day here on earth and should be filled with reconciliation, forgiveness. For if God's grace and love to us in Christ has not led us to practice love and mercy and forgiveness, we may not look for mercy in the final judgment. When one studies the entire chapter of this morning's gospel, we will soon discover our many sins, our shortcomings, to the point that if we depend on our righteousness, we would never gain favor with God and we would never enter into the kingdom of heaven. But thank God we are not compelled to stop here, to rely on our own righteousness. For Jesus Christ came into this world not to bring about condemnation, no, but that through him it would be saved. Not because of our righteousness, but because of his. Thanks be to God that through faith Christ's righteousness has become ours. He came to live our life for us, in our place, for from conception to the resurrection. He came to be our stand-in, if you will. He took our place in every respect. Jesus Christ did it perfectly. He kept every commandment of God to the smallest detail. And having done all that, he suffered the punishment of hell on the cross for each and every one of us seated here this morning. It was there on that cross that the job was finished for all time and for all eternity. So our hope is in him and in him alone. St. Paul proclaims, God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God. Although all of our righteousness are as filthy rags, Christ's righteousness, the very holiness, if you will, the very holiness of God becomes ours through faith. Once again, St. Paul said that for Jesus' sake, he, Paul, suffered the loss of all things in order that I may gain through Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own, but a righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. There is indeed forgiveness from God through Jesus Christ. He makes the sinful heart clean, and his righteousness before becomes our righteousness through faith in Christ. And that is the only righteousness that will come before God. For I tell you, says Jesus, that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no way enter into the kingdom of heaven. Well, it does. It does because of Christ, who takes us to himself and says, your sins are forgiven. With that glorious news, we can leave this morning knowing that everything we do will be done in faith in him who gave himself for us. To him be all glory, now and forever, world without end. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself in the joys of eternal life. Heaven. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
that. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Increase our faith and love and hope, and after this life, grant us all of the heavenly place at the heavenly table where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Given thanks, he gave them the same, drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Take a drink. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Shed for you. Thank you. take your life. The true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
The Lord bless you and keep you in a state of grace and protection in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in his grace and protection in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you. Keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Peace. Amen.